written in it. This sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to a special bonus episode of Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. So on the last episode, the 90s power pop episode, I mentioned that I had an old episode about Teenage Fan Club that I'd put together that I didn't release at the time because I wasn't happy with how it turned out. But I said that I would release that this week as a bonus episode, but I still decided that I'm just not happy with that episode and don't want to release it. So instead, I thought I would count down my personal top 10 favorite Teenage Fan Club songs here on this bonus episode.
Hi, we're Teenage Fan Club.
Teenage Fan Club are a Scottish rock band. They formed in 1989, formed by guitar players Norman Blake and Raymond McGinley, bassist Gerard Love, and drummer Francis McDonald. And those first three guys, Norman Blake, Raymond McGinley, and Gerard Love, all fantastic songwriters. They each write and sing their own songs. And like I said on the 90s Power Pop episode, Teenage Fan Club are one of my favorite bands ever. I really love them. I love the songwriting in this band, all three guys. I love the vocals. I love everything about Teenage Fan Club. Great band name, one of my favorite band names ever as well. So if you're not familiar with Teenage Fan Club, then hopefully you will enjoy this episode quite a bit because they are great. So that was a song called Start Again, written by Norman Blake from Teenage Fanclub's 1997 album, Songs from Northern Britain, starting us off at number 10 on my list of my top 10 favorite Teenage Fanclub songs. Coming in at number 9 is a song by bassist Gerard Love, and this song is actually a B-side from the single Mellow Doubt. Mellow Doubt was a single from Teenage Fanclub's 1995 album Grand Prix, and this song was a bonus track or B-side on the single, one of the singles of Mellow Doubt. They put out multiple versions of the singles, of each of the singles from this album, with different B-sides, pretty much a whole album's worth of other great music. And this is a great song from one of the Mellow Doubt singles called Getting Real. At number 8 on my list is another song by bassist Gerard Love. Comes from Teenage Fanclub's second album, Because I Don't Count the King. Album called Bandwagonesque, their major label debut for DGC Records, released in 1991. And this song was actually a single from the album, and there was a video that got some airplay on 120 Minutes on MTV. Great song by Teenage Fanclub from Bandwagonesque called Star Sign.
Thank you.
At number 7 on my list, another non-album track and yet another song written by bassist Gerard Love. This song comes from a 1994 CD that was called DGC Rarities Volume 1, probably most famous for including songs by Nirvana and Weezer, but that CD opens with a great outtake by Teenage Fan Club called Mad Dog 2020.
If I could ask you how you feel, would you reply, I'll produce a shield? For such a long time, been drinking this wine that I don't know. Hey, all my friends keep telling me that you can't drink or get drunk for free. So I'll admit, while I'm still fit, of my
At number 6 on my list, guitarist Raymond McGinley finally makes an appearance with the first song from the band's 1995 album Grand Prix, amazing song called About You.
On my mind.
At number 5 on my list, Norman Blake is back with a great song from Teenage Fan Club's third, according to me, album, a record called 13. Came out in 1993 on DGC. A lot of people thought it was a disappointing follow-up, I think, to Bandwagon-esque, but I actually prefer this record. I think it's an amazing album. Just great songs all the way through. This is the second song on the record, 13 by Teenage Fan Club. A song called The Cabbage. At number 4 on my list, another song by Gerard Love and another B-side, but this song did appear on Teenage Fan Club's 1997 album Songs from Northern Britain, but this acoustic version, which I guess is from Top of the Pops, this was released as a B-side of the Start Again single, which was number 10 on our list, the song Start Again from the same album, Songs from Northern Britain. So this is the Top of the Pops acoustic version of Ain't That Enough by Teenage Fan Club.
Hey, if you can, I wish you would. Only if you feel you should bring. Up in circumstance, all stood up with taking stance. Bring your loving over. The highlights glisten, the silence listens. The days that found you
that bound you. And here is a sunrise. Ain't that enough? True as a clear sky. Ain't that enough? Toy Town feelings here to remind you. Summer's in the city, do what you gotta do.
At number three on my list, another song by Norman Blake. This is actually the first song on Teenage Fan Club's 2005 album, which was called Man Made, released by Merge Records. Pretty disappointing album for me when it came out, and I'm still not a huge fan of the record overall, but this song coming in at number three on my list, so obviously it's one of my favorite songs ever by Teenage Fan Club. I just think it's absolutely amazing. A song called It's All in My Mind.
Thank you.
At number two on my list, another song by bassist Gerard Love, another song from Teenage Fan Club's 1993 album 13. I love that record. This is a great song, the third song on the album, a song called Radio.
I think I'll kill the radio. Don't wanna hear this song. Can't relate to yesterday. What we did was wrong. Yeah. Now you lighting up my day with your news just out of school.
Okay, so we've arrived at number one, and spoiler alert, I already pointed out on the 90s Power Pop episode that the song I played on that episode, another song by bassist Gerard Love from the 1995 album Grand Prix, a song called Sparky's Dream. I already played it on the 90s Power Pop episode, but it's so great, I'm sure you want to hear it again, so here it is. My favorite Teenage Fan Club song, Sparky's Dream.
That never dries.
All right, so there you have it. My top 10 personal favorite songs by Teenage Fan Club, one of my personal favorite bands. Hope you enjoyed that. Let me know, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Now, Teenage Fan Club, their last three albums, they were releasing an album every 5 years. Howdy came out in 2000, Man Made in 2005, and then Shadows in 2010. So this year they were due for another album, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. The three main songwriters have different projects going on. Norman Blake's in a band called The New Mendicants. Gerard Love had a solo album. I think Raymond McGinley is playing with another band. I'm not sure what the future holds for Teenage Fan Club, but hopefully we will eventually hear new music from the band. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
So there are a few albums by Teenage Fan Club that are not represented in my top 10 list, so I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs. First, you're going to hear a song from their first album, A Catholic Education, the record was called, came out on Matador Records in 1990, a song by Norman Blake called Everything Flows. And then after that, you're going to hear a song, another song by bassist Gerard Love from their 2000 album Howdy, great song called Near You. Till next time.
Be back.